Wednesday, March 27th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. And the invitatory antiphon, come let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Psalm 95. Come let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the invitatory antiphon, come let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. And now the morning prayer hymn. Take up your cross, the Savior said, if you would my disciple be, deny yourself, the world forsake, and humbly follow after me. Take up your cross, let not its weight fill your weak spirit with alarm. His strength shall bear your spirit up, shall brace your heart and nerve your arm. Take up your cross, then in his strength, and every danger calmly brave, to guide you to a better home and victory over death and grave. Take up your cross and follow Christ, nor think till death to lay it down, for only he who bears the cross may hope to wear the glorious crown. To you, great Lord, the one and three, all praise forevermore ascend. O grant us here below to see the heavenly life that knows no end. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. In the day of my distress, I reached out with my hands to seek the Lord's help. Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God, cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God and I groaned. I pondered and my spirit fainted. He withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago and remember the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled round the sky, your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, you established your ancient covenant by signs and wonders, but more wondrously you confirmed the new ones through the sacrifice of your Son. Guide your church through the pathways of life, that we may be led to the land of promise and celebrate your name with lasting praise. And repeating the first antiphon, in the day of my distress I reached out with my hands to seek the Lord's help. And the second antiphon, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. 1 Samuel chapter 2. My heart exalts in the Lord, my horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies, I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God. Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the teetering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears seven sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles, to make a glorious throne their heritage. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail. The Lord's foes shall be shattered. The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the second antiphon, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. And the third antiphon, God has made Christ Jesus our wisdom and our holiness. By him we have been sanctified and redeemed. Psalm 97. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice, all people see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship men. Zion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord Most High above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Father, you clothe the sky with light and the depths of the ocean with darkness. Among the sons of men you work wonders and rain terror upon the enemy. Look upon your servants. Do not try us by fire, but bring us rejoicing to the shelter of your home. Repeating the third antiphon, God has made Christ Jesus our wisdom and our holiness. By him we have been sanctified and redeemed. And our reading for this morning is from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4b through 7. The Lord God opened my ear and my heart, that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. And the responsory, by your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. From every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you brought us back to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Through the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice. His blood purifies us from sin and makes us fit servants of the living God. And the Canticle of Zechariah, it can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, through the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as the perfect sacrifice. His blood purifies us from sin and makes us fit servants of the living God. And our intercessions, let us pray to Christ our Savior, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection, saying, Lord, have mercy on us. You went up to Jerusalem to suffer and so to enter into your glory. Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven. Lord, have mercy on us. You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance. Heal our wounds. Lord, have mercy on us. You made the cross the tree of life. Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism. Lord, have mercy on us. On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief. Forgive us our sins. Lord, have mercy on us. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, in your plan of salvation, your Son Jesus Christ accepted the cross and freed us from the power of the enemy. May we come to share the glory of his resurrection, for he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.